Yo, Miguel, what you trying to do over here, man? What you trying to prove? Playing this aggressive music? Think you playing Cypress Hill? And I mean, you're supposed to be all spiritual and everything like that, man. You acting like, you know, the shit's really going to go down, man. Nobody's trying to hear this urban shit that you grew up listening to. Yo, B, talk to this kid over here.
Living on fat rockin' front foot with the jack rollin' around the night loose Cadillac. Still got my homies to watch my back and to smoke your ass if you wanna come and chat. That's why some pigs and the cats come sweating. They follow a hollow point shell's hard to swallow. Why wallow when you come to roll on? I put the clip in the foot five, bring your ass on. Not kicking dust in your head, I got bust. My crib's around and I'm about to get bust. I'm brushed with death. How many shells left in my closet? Where my big chrome mags cut.
Everything you hear on this podcast episode is non-commercial, fair use, Creative Commons license. Welcome back to episode 216 of the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. That's a little flashback going back to 3 with Cypress Hill, West Coast, LA. I'm a New York rap guy for the most part. I like my New York rappers, my Brooklyn rappers, you know, whatever, New York sound. But man, Cypress Hill and that, what's his name, Be Real, that boy can spit, man. He's got a sound that, if you're into Latin music and you know Hector Lavoe, he sings real nasally-like. Be Real got that same kind of nasal thing, right? But shit's fire. Anyway. That's Cypress Hill, When the Ship Goes Down, 1993. And I see it as appropriate because the shit is going down right now. You know, I'm kind of getting into Twitter, or as they call it, X. And I find it to be kind of a few levels above some of the other social media. If you like to read and delve deep into content and kind of do a little, how can I say, engaged research where you're actually actively seeking information out and trying to learn what's really going on, or listen to different people's views on what's going on. But I was in there and I saw this thing with Newton Mount Kennedy in Ireland, and the people are out on the streets and they're really speaking out, man. Shout out to like Dublin and shout out to Ireland, man. You guys are always like UK, Ireland, and the United States. Those are my top three listeners. I have listeners from all over, but I would say the bulk of my listeners are from United States, UK, and Ireland. And I've always had like crazy respect for the Irishmen because they just did a shit, man. You know, I grew up in Brooklyn and, you know, I was born, like I said, in 59. But at that time, you know, it was Italian, Irish, Puerto Rican, and, you know, blacks. And the Irish throw down, man. They don't play. You know, they're tough people. I respect them, you know. And, So, I keep an eye out for these kind of things as far as loving my culture and loving the culture of other people, they want to separate all of us, right? So what I'm seeing is they're trying to even separate the religions. I don't want to go too deep into this, but they're trying to separate the Christians from the Muslims, from, you know, whoever else. And that's not a good thing, man. We got to get along. They're trying to separate the races. That's why it's beautiful. I see it happening all over the world, but recently it has been in Ireland. I see them throwing down and saying, yo, this is our shit. And, you know, no, you know, they're saying no, and they're standing up. And as opposed to like a lot of other places that they're just... And then you got the universities, NYU and Columbia University and all these Ivy League kids, they're stepping up. You might not agree with all the angles of it, but what's the saying? The enemy of my enemy is my friend. You know what I mean? I know some of these kids have a lot of liberal things and stuff like that, but they're speaking out for Palestine, man, and that's a positive thing. And these are some of the people that'll make a difference, because these are the blue bloods, and their parents are directly some of the people involved with whatever we see going on, the Holocaust that we see going on. Again, don't want to go too deep. I'm shadow banned as it is. So it's interesting, because it's getting ready to go down now. Now's the time to put away the little Teletubbies and the rainbows and cotton candy, and really seeing that, making sure that you got a little bit of food put away, and you know, everything cleaned out the way you have to have it all cleaned out, because we're coming into a serious time right now. I'm watching, there's this guy, Cash Jordan, I think he is. He's in New York City. Shout out to him. He puts out really good content of New York City, and that's my city. You know, like, if you listen to some of my old episodes, I would say, hey, I was just walking through Manhattan, or that was my thing, man. I love New York City. It's the best. But Cash Jordan is in New York City now, talking about how everything is locked up, all the crime that's going on, and covering it really to the point where he's the go-to guy if you want to know about New York City and what's going on there right now. Feet, you know, 10 toes on the ground. So I'm listening to him, and I'm seeing what's going on. They're allowing the crime to go on because they're letting violent criminals out. So there's a real purpose for this, and I kind of connected the dots, and the whole thing is the fear. They want to pound the fear into us because they have it all in our face with the border and the wars and Ukraine and Palestine, what's going on and everything like that. And they're letting all of this information come at us to put us in a state of fear, especially this whole prison thing, and then all the different food processing play. It's just way too much going on, the vaccines and everything, and they just want to put us in that state of fear. But I see, literally, I feel that whole 100th monkey thing going on, where I really feel a shift in the consciousness. Again, I'm a Christian, and I'm saved by the Lamb of God slain from the foundations of the earth, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. And I suggest whatever God you pray to, whatever religion you are, I mean, I feel really Christ is the way, you know, the way, the truth, and the light. But we're coming to that time right now, and all of the fun and games go away, and you got to start really thinking about protecting yourself, because they're trying to wipe us all out, to be honest with you. I don't mean to laugh, but it's pretty much in your face, everything that's going on. And it's not funny, man, you know, and it's our responsibility to be aware of that, you know. It's funny, like, I hear different groups talking, and then some groups get into like, oh, well, this is an IQ thing, and then some, you know, your IQ, and then other groups are like, you know, well, there's, you know, violence, and I'll speak honest, you know, they're speaking about blacks, Puerto Ricans, whites, or blancos, or whatever is going on. But at the end of the day, what we can't have right now is the whole separation aspect of that dialogue, of where we're like, well, you know, we're going to shit on this group because, no, man, no. That's what they want. They want us to look for these reasons to not get along with any other group and to think that they're our enemy and they're coming, but that's not the case, man. The thing is, we all need to operate like, you know, five fingers on a hand. You know what I'm saying? Because it's not good right now, but the way I feel the momentum of everything going on right now, the consciousness that's going on right now, I see it, that the table is turning on them and they're in panic mode and they're fighting against one another. I saw a clip of, Cortez. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez with her phony ass. And they were yelling out to her, just say it's a Holocaust, just say it's a Holocaust. And she was walking with some contingency, some group of people, and just completely ignoring, you know, what's everything that's going on. It's all turning right now, like I speak about. Look up the 100th monkey, 100th monkey. And it kind of explains it has to do with consciousness and everybody unifying at the same time as a result of the unity consciousness. So one of the reasons I can see it's collapsing on them and their plans are collapsing, this whole 2030, whatever it is because it's simultaneously people are standing up all over the world. And they are realizing what's actually happening with the farmers in Denmark and Holland and such, and just everything. Even in Spain, like I see they're throwing down in Spain. Like a lot of people are throwing down against the migrants and stuff like that. But I can kind of see why, because shit, if somebody's coming into my house and they're leaving a mess, I don't need that either. And then some of these people are coming in, and I'm sure some of them are fine, but there's a lot of crime and a lot of things going on. So at the end of the day, really what it is, I'll just say it right out loud, is that they want people to get into such a state of fear where they say, Daddy government, please come and protect me. Okay, this is what it really all comes down to. There's a guy that you got to watch, a military guy, talking about what's going on with between Iran and Israel and everything going on. His name is Scott Ritter, R-I-T-T-E-R, American. He used to be a weapons inspector, but he breaks things down. He's a military guy. He breaks things down from a military sense, and it's the whole globe is reshaping as a result of what the Iranian military did, and it gets real technical. You have to listen to him. But we're playing games over here that we actually said something to China that you're being too productive, and why are you being so productive with everything that you do? I mean, what is that? But yet we're giving money to immigrants that are crashing over our border, letting violent criminals out so they can commit more crimes. Young people can't, you know, afford anything because all of their money goes in. They're living out of their cars, half of them. Not half, but a lot of them. Which actually, if you're a dude and you get a little van and you're good with your hands, you could hook it up. I'll tell you what, you could save a lot of money on housing and start investing in yourself, get into computers or whatever it is that you do, you know. Or save money till you get your feet, until you can buy a little plot of land to put one of them little Home Depot $10,000 structures on it, you know, like the little those sheds. But they hook them up these days now that you can live in them, you know. Think in that way instead of just giving away your money. So I want you to check out this clip real quick.
We are the 80%. Don't let any lefty tell you otherwise. Look at this magnificent turnout today. You had 48 hours notice, and this is what they turn out in. Look at it. Absolutely beautiful. Ireland has had enough. Ireland has risen. Have no doubt about it.
And all the boys that were injured the other night. A big round of applause for every single one of them. Woo! Another reminder, lads, look at the power behind us.
Doing a bow turn, everybody. Ireland for the Irish!
How's the Irish number?
Keep yourselves composed. We're all in this for one reason. Let's do it.
Let's go. Go on, Sean. Newtown says no.
Newtown says no. love you, Mary Jane. She never complains when I hit Mary with that flame. I light up the cherry. She's so good to me. When I pack a fresh bowl, I clean the screen. Don't get me stirred up the smoke through the bubbling waters, making it pure. So I got to take my hit and hold it just like Chong. I get the bowl and I reload it. Get my four footer and bring it on as I take hits from the bomb.
Welcome to the Alpha Male Buddhist from Brooklyn podcast. I'm your host, Miguel. I like to cover topics from ancient history, great leaders and generals from the past, and I also like to talk about self-realization, truth, critical thinking, and strategic spirituality. Outside the box, nonconformist. I'm here to shatter the myths of the mainstream media and the beta sheeple narrative. I do want to thank you guys for listening. Praise Yeshua HaMashiach's name. Praise Jesus Christ's name. My Linktree is Alpha Male Buddhist Pod. Links are in the show note descriptions of this episode below. There in my Linktree, you will find links to my Instagram, Telegram, Rumble, Odyssey, Twitter, and my free episode archives. If you're a new listener, I have also included links to my top-rated episodes. These are specific episodes of the podcast that are the most popular and listeners have given me the most positive feedback on. Some of these episodes are also in video format, so you can not only listen to the episode, but you can watch the accompanying video to that episode. Also, contact me for my free Academy of Liberation handbook, which is in PDF format, along with a free audiobook version of the handbook. So check out the show notes below of this episode for all of my content links. This podcast is hosted on the Podbean platform, so my website there is alphamalebuddhist.podbean.com.